John executed Hilda's will. She had never written a new one as Newman's client. But long after the private memorial service, after the daughters had left, furnishings from the chalet were brought into John's office. The Chinese gong, which had been found in a farmer's field, a bloated elk's head which had floated into Shady Cove, the warped oil painting of the Indian brave, which some children came upon under a temporary army bridge. John wrote the daughters. There was no reply. The objects remained in his office, gathering dust. They worried him. One afternoon, he gathered them up and took them home and burned the elk's head and the oil painting in his incinerator. He left the gong, which wouldn't burn, for the junk man. Then he went into his empty house and fixed himself a good strong bourbon. He knew he could not live alone much longer, that he would end up at the Mons. He would play cards and go on field trips and tell dirty jokes to the nurses, while all the time he would feel the scornful eye of his old friend upon him. She had triumphed over him irrevocably. There would be no redress.